All right, so you're thinking about scaling your business, and like many founders, you're probably wondering about funding.
Right.
It can feel like a daunting maze,
I know,
right?
it definitely can. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be as complicated or intimidating as it seems. Forget those Shark Tank scenarios. Real-world fundraising is about building relationships and showing potential investors why your business is worth their investment.
So it's less about the hard sell and more about building genuine connections.
Exactly. It's about demonstrating that you're solving a real problem and showing them the traction you've already gained. You'd be surprised how many successful companies started small and scrappy. Take that chemical company we discussed. They started by selling hydrogen peroxide to local hot tub stores. It wasn't glamorous,
Interesting.
but it proved their concept and showed investors they could execute.
That's a great example. It really highlights that you don't need a huge sum of money to get started. It's about proving your concept and finding those early adopters who validate your vision.
You want to show investors a business in motion, not just an idea on paper. And the good news is, fundraising itself doesn't have to be this drawn-out, expensive process. Seed rounds, for example, are often less than a couple million and can be closed quickly.
I've heard a lot about SAFEs lately. How do they fit into this picture?
SAFEs, or Simple Agreements for Future Equity, have been a game changer for early stage fundraising. They're simpler and faster than traditional equity rounds and offer more flexibility for both founders and investors.
So they're kind of like a streamlined way to get funding without giving up too much control early on.
Precisely. You don't have to give up board seats or voting rights.
Got it.
It allows you to focus on growing your business without getting bogged down in complex legal negotiations. And speaking of control, many founders consider bootstrapping to retain full ownership. It's definitely a valid option, but it can mean stretching out the fundraising process over the company's entire lifespan.
That makes sense. Bootstrapping can be a great way to stay lean in the beginning, but it can also limit your growth potential if you're constantly scrambling for resources.
Sometimes it's better to rip off the band-aid, secure the funding you need, and focus on delighting your customers.
So let's say you've got that early funding and you're starting to see some real momentum. What are the key things to think about when it comes to actually scaling your business?
That's where things get really exciting, but also where many founders stumble. The key is having a balanced approach. You need to ramp up your sales and marketing efforts, but you also need to be mindful of the lag time it takes for those efforts to really pay off. It's not an instant gratification scenario.
So it's about anticipating your growth rather than just reacting to it.
Yes, and that's where your ideal customer profile, or ICP, comes into play. Remember, as you grow, your target market might evolve. You need to constantly assess and adjust who you're targeting to ensure you're reaching the right people with the right message.
It's almost like your business is a moving target, and you need to keep adjusting your aim as you grow. Speaking of adjustments, what about the team? Building the right team must be crucial for scaling.
It absolutely is. Early hires are essential for scaling effectively. You want people who are smart, adaptable, and can wear multiple hats. Don't get too hung up on big name logos on resumes. Sometimes someone who's thrived in a smaller company might be a better fit for your startup's
So
needs.
it's more about finding individuals who are resourceful and eager to learn rather than just chasing big names.
And as you grow, remember that customer feedback is more valuable than ever. The best companies stay closely attuned to market trends and what their customers are saying, even as they scale. It's easy to lose sight of that when you're in the thick of things.
So it's about listening as much as it is about growing. Now, I know there's some common pitfalls when it comes to fundraising, and we'll get into those in just a bit. But first, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of proving your concept, building relationships with investors, and finding the right funding options. But what are some of those common fundraising pitfalls we need to watch out for?
One mistake many founders make is treating VC fundraising like a traditional sales pitch. You're essentially pitching your company, right? But unlike selling to individual customers, VC fundraising involves managing multiple potential investors on a tight timeline.
Ah, so it's more like a carefully orchestrated dance than a series of individual sales calls.
Exactly.
I imagine that can get pretty overwhelming.
It definitely can.
Yeah.
You need to create a sense of momentum and scarcity.
Okay.
Ensuring investors feel they're part of something exclusive and time sensitive.
Got it.
Another common pitfall is overshooting your fundraising target.
Okay.
Some founders get overly ambitious and try to raise more than their company's current value justifies.
Yeah.
They think a higher valuation always means more success.
But that can backfire, right?
Absolutely.
It's about being realistic about where you are in your growth journey.
Mm-hmm.
Investors are savvy and they can spot an inflated valuation a mile away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Investors want to see a reasonable return on their investment.
Right.
Setting an unrealistic valuation can make you seem out of touch with market realities.
Yeah.
Remember, trust is everything in the investment world.
So it's better to be slightly conservative in your ask and demonstrate a grounded understanding of your business.
Exactly.
What else should founders be aware of?
Seasonality is another often overlooked factor.
Okay.
Believe it or not, certain times of the year are simply more conducive to fundraising than others.
Oh.
Summer and winter holidays, for instance, tend to be slower periods.
Really? I had no idea there were seasons in the VC world.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So when is the best time to hit the fundraising trail?
Ideally, you want to aim to close your rounds in either September or October or in January or February.
Okay.
These periods typically see higher investor activity and receptiveness.
Got it.
It's like knowing the tides of the financial world.
No, timing is everything.
It is.
It sounds like there are a lot of nuances to navigate in the world of fundraising.
There are.
Especially in today's market.
Yeah.
Haven't things shifted quite a bit in recent years?
They absolutely have.
Yeah.
Capital isn't flowing as freely as it was a couple of years ago.
Right.
Investors are being more selective.
Okay.
And they're prioritizing companies that demonstrate a clear path to profitability.
Okay.
Not just rapid user acquisition.
So it's not just about growth at all costs anymore.
Exactly.
It's about being smart with your resources and making every dollar count.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Efficient growth is the name of the game now.
Right.
Investors want to see that you can scale sustainably and achieve profitability without burning through cash.
Okay.
And, you know, with all these challenges, you might be thinking that raising funds to scale your business feels overwhelming.
Right.
Maybe even impossible.
It does seem like there's a lot to consider.
Yeah.
But I'm also sensing a but coming.
But here's the good news.
Right.
There's never been a better time to build a company.
Okay.
Even if you need external funding.
Oh.
There are more resources and support systems available to founders than ever before.
So even though the landscape has changed and there are new challenges to consider, it's still an exciting time to be a founder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with the right approach, you can navigate these complexities and achieve remarkable success.
Right.
It's just about knowing where to find the right resources and support.
That brings up a good point.
Yeah.
Where can founders go for help?
Right.
I mean, it's not easy to put all this advice into action without some guidance.
That's where a resource like Market Value Creation can be incredibly valuable for businesses like yours.
Mm-hmm.
They specialize in supporting entrepreneurs and leaders like you to grow their businesses.
So they can help founders translate these concepts into real-world action.
Exactly.
What kind of support do they offer?
They offer individualized consulting.
Okay.
Help you forge key partnerships and connect you with the resources you need to fuel your growth.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a team of experts in your corner guiding you every step of the way.
It sounds like they take a very personalized approach.
Yeah.
Really understanding the unique challenges of each business.
Exactly. They understand that no two businesses are alike.
Right.
And they tailor their support to meet your specific needs and goals.
As we wrap up this deep dive into the world of fundraising for scaling businesses.
Okay.
What's the one key takeaway you want our listener to remember?
It's this. You can do this.
Okay.
Building a successful company, even one that requires significant funding,
right,
is entirely achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges exist,
right,
but so do the solutions, strategies, and support systems to help you overcome them.
I love that message.
Yeah.
It's about empowerment and giving founders the confidence to pursue their dreams.
Absolutely.
And it's about understanding that fundraising is a journey. Not a destination.
It is.
It's about building relationships, refining your pitch,
right,
and constantly learning and evolving.
Exactly.
So to our listener, remember, Stay focused on building something truly valuable. Mm. Stay connected with your customers.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to seek guidance from experts like Market Value Creation.
They're great.
Success is a marathon, not a sprint.
And never underestimate the power of your own vision and determination.
Fantastic advice.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Now go build something amazing.